It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
All right, guys, it's March. So you know what that means? It's March Madness time. Look, March Madness is one of the best times in sports in the entire year. So once again, I'm partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook to give all new customers a fantastic offer. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly by using my promo code DCTV. Look, we've all picked our brackets. We've done it since we were young, college, and everything. Now, use your knowledge to go and cash in and use those bonus bets to do so. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my promo code DCTV, bet $5 or more, and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. We all have teams. My team, Oklahoma State, will not be in March Madness. We did not have a great season, but hopefully yours did. And guys, welcome to North Carolina, who just legalized sports betting and also just beat Duke. So you know the people in North Carolina are getting blessed over and over. So take mine that I am offering you. Bet five or more, get 150 bonus bet by using that promo code DCTV. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Last time it was fight week and we were talking like this. It was cool, you know, like it was cool, but like I was beating you in Madden. I wasn't really trying to help your confidence. You're supposed to really help a dude when they're on the verge of a championship, and I beat the shit out of you.
I mean, I can help you remember what happened, what actually happened.
I got the footage, bro.
You got the footage? I got the footage.
I have the footage.
I have the footage.
Just know that with my YouTube channel, my video coming out first, look. And you know what I'm going to do. You know how I do.
You in your story, you always want. Yo,
so what I was kind of like, before we get started, so how, the injury, right, everything, it's public knowledge now.
Yeah.
All right, guys, they won't have to do this. So, Jamal got hurt with playing basketball. Yeah. What people don't know is, I did it. I crossed him.
Come on, man.
Now, I'm going to just tell y'all the truth.
How did this
so what happened is,
Hey, yo, I didn't want to tell you at first. I didn't want to tell you at first. I was scared. I was scared for you to find out what happened. What happened was I did it. I hit him with the. Y'all remember when AI hit Michael Jordan?
Oh,
it was flipped.
God.
It was flipped. Yo, it was the young dude. And
yo, stop comparing yourself to Mike, bro.
It was the young
you
dude.
Gotta stop this. Hey,
it was the young dude with AI doing it to the older guy. But with us, it was stop the older guy did it to the young guy. I crossed Jamal. He fell, and all of a sudden, I saw him picking him up.
If he did that, he would have been the injured one. He would have been the injured. I was giving y'all work. Y'all got lucky. I had about, 20 points in like 5 minutes on y'all?
You kind of played well. Yeah, you know why, though, right? Because Phil is a ball hog. Phil is the biggest ball hog ever in a basketball game. Phil's a ball hog.
But he still had all y'all points off of free throws. How are we playing a pickup game if he got all his points off free throws? Come on, man. Who paid the refs? You paid the refs?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You can tell me. It was a long time ago.
Okay. I might have paid the ref.
I know you paid the ref.
You know that, brother. You saw that, brother.
Side, bro. He was on some bullshit, man.
He was a cheater. He was a cheater. That dude was a cheater.
He was about his money,
though. Sniffed him out immediately. I was like, oh, this guy right here will cheat for me. Let me give him 20 bucks.
I did everything I could. I told Josh, I was like, bro, don't let DC get alone with the refs, bro. Don't let him do anything. It's never every opportunity. Every opportunity.
They always try to watch me because they know I got game.
Every opportunity.
Anyhow, Jamal Hill, thanks for checking in with me, my brother. I appreciate it. Guys, sweet dreams right there. Jamal Hill, back in the title picture. You know, it's kind of hard for me because when I introduce you, it's like I want to say Jamal challenges for the light heavyweight championship of the world, but in reality, you have to walk away from the belt.
Yeah.
And I felt like immediately when the fight was announced, you were carrying a bit of a chip. Like, yo, this mine. I'm just coming back to get what's mine. Do you still feel like that?
Yeah. I definitely. At first, I didn't really care. Chip. It was just me coming back to get what's mine. But just the talk, man.
That it seemed like it annoyed you.
Man. Yeah. It was. It wasn't the fact of people going for Alex. Like, I don't care. Big up him. He deserves the big ups. He is a legend. He's great. He's a phenomenal fighter. He's an extreme talent. But you can show respect and pay homage to somebody without disrespecting what somebody else has done. And, you know, at the end of the day, I am a world champion. So I don't think I was given the level of respect that came for that or just the fact of I'm willing to go in there and fight these dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, just the basic. I don't even think it was just the basic level of respect. I don't feel was given at all. Not even just the fact of the championship thing. And the more that kind of got louder, the more it kind of grew.
Well, once it starts to become a reality,
it started to kind of buy into the hype and stuff. It's like, okay.
But once you start paying attention to it, it becomes real. Then it angers you. Yeah. I always felt that. I went into 3 title defenses as the underdog, and I felt it. Yeah. But it always served as motivation. Like, did it motivate you when you first started getting ready?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100% it motivates me. Anytime I feel a little bit tired or a little anything, or I mean, I want that extra push. Yeah. It rings loud in my head.
You know, you and I like
for an extra round.
Yeah.
Extra rep.
Yeah.
Extra everything. That's how I feel. That's where I put that energy at. It don't go into the cage. I gotta take his head. It goes into the work.
You know, I was talking to my nephew the other day, and we're like. I don't like to feel disrespected.
Yeah.
There's like, I don't know if that's something that you, where
no man,
I grew up from,
no man
where I come up, it's like, I didn't like feeling disrespected. It felt like you felt like you were being disrespected.
Yeah.
And I could hear it in your words, because I know you, right? So like, watching you talk, watching YouTube videos, when you sit, which you do a great job, and your set's beautiful, bro. That's how I know you got money, because you got that beautiful set. That's all I know you got money, because that set is beautiful. But I was watching you in your eyes, and it just felt like you was like, where I'm from, we say it feel played. Like, I don't want to feel played. It felt like, it seemed like you felt played a little bit by the whole thing.
I feel like people are playing with me in a very, very disrespectful manner. It's not just that, like you said, no man wants to be Mm-mm. disrespected. No man likes to be disrespected. We're not built. That's not how we're built. That's not how we operate. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That's why whenever we come and we talk, I speak to you in respect.
Yep.
I mean, I make sure I shake your hand. It's not so much of the fear of what, it's just the underlying understanding of
yeah.
I don't want no problems. I don't want no confrontation just because confrontation isn't advantageous to what I have planned, to what I want to do in life and things like that. But you know what I'm saying?
As that happened to me. That happened to me recently. It's because everybody be picking me up. I keep telling these dudes, stop picking me up, man. I'm like, yo, y'all got to stop picking me off the ground. Like, I'm a grown-ass man. So then I can call a bitch. Somebody was calling me a bitch the other day. I'm like, come on, man. We don't do that. Like, it's like we don't do that. And being disrespected is one thing. Look, you get to fight this dude this weekend. Yeah. Clearly, the injury was something very serious. Hmm. What are your emotions coming in? Where, I'm going to be honest, like, I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. I heard it was going to be in Brazil. But, like, it's a month earlier. Like, what was the emotions when the fight happened a month earlier opposed to the extra time you could have had?
None. Let's go. I don't look at the time between now and Brazil as it wouldn't have changed. And nothing would change between now as opposed to Brazil as I get more anxious and I get more tired of waiting.
Did you just feel better in recovery or something?
Like, I just felt good. I felt like I did everything right. I did what I was told. I went to the best of the best. And I did what they told me to do.
Yeah.
And other people have already had success in this. I've seen the results. I've been jumping, lifting off of my leg for months now. So, you know.
So there's no lingering questions in regards to that?
No, not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be something that everybody else might.
Initially, when I heard it, as a person that cares about you, I was like, ah. Seems a little, but then now you're telling me this, it gives me ease. Like, you're like, hey, nobody knows the man better than the man, right? We're all just guessing because we're not in contact with you every single day to find out how you feel. And you saying that now, it gives you a level of ease going into the fight. Clearly, he fights with the leg kicks, right? What have you done in preparation for that to make sure that you're not, because it seems as though when the kicks is debilitating, it slows the opponents down. And then their greatest weapons aren't as effective because he's kind of wounded them in that way. What have you done to prepare for that?
Just be sharp. Stay sharp. Make sure I'm fit and in shape to do everything that I need to do to stay on point in the fight. You know, most people start to get taken apart and things like that because they start to wear down and they're not as sharp as they
start making mistakes.
So you have to be sharp. Another thing is the leg kicks that he throws, they're not unfamiliar to me.
Yeah.
You know, the technique that he uses is a very rare technique that he uses, but I've seen it before.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's almost borderline along the same technique that I was taught.
Okay.
I mean, that I was taught to use. He implements it. He's a lot more aggressive implementing it than I am, but I understand what he's doing and I understand what he's looking for when he does it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you and Alex got announced as the main event, right, there was people going, oh, this is like, I had an argument with that yesterday. I with a guy yesterday. And he goes, oh, you're so excited about this. Is it? I was like, it's the best card that we've ever had. I said, what would you have booked? Oh, let me think about it. Get the fuck out of here. Right? Yeah, like, what do you mean? Like, if you got something better, tell me what it is.
Godzilla.
Because this is the best fight. The two best light heavyweights in the world fighting for the championship in a fight card that fits it. When you started hearing that, did you pay attention to it? Or you go, well, fuck these people. I don't care.
No, I understood. I understood that.
It was Dana's the problem. Dana kept going, I'm about to be the ring already.
Uncle Dana kind of set me up. Kind of set me up for that one. He kind of set me up for that one a little bit. Because the way he was saying, the way he said it. Because, like, and then, mind you, I didn't see this clip. I didn't see the whole UFC 100 is going to be this. I didn't see that. I didn't know anything about any of that. They called me, asked me if I... I was like, yeah.
You told me. At the Apex. Remember at the Apex, you walked up and he was like, yo, it's on. I was like, what? Yeah. I was at the Apex for a fight night. And I was like, already? Like, dude. Yeah, we getting down.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, bro. It was, but I think it was just the fact of they were expecting something that they weren't. That they didn't see coming.
There's no Brock. The only thing is missing is the wild factor, right? A Brock Lesnar or a Conor McGregor or a Khabib.
Didn't see coming. But everybody knew that me and Alex were going to fight. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that I was coming back. Alex was the champion. Eventually, that fight was going to happen. So I think that kind of took the wild factor away.
The wild factor. That's all they're missing.
Yeah. Is it? But the fight itself,
it's
to me, I feel like the fight itself is a
You know why, though, my brother? Because when you beat Glover and they pan to him in the corner... And he was staring at you. People were going, oh, my God, could you imagine if Alex went up and fought Jamal?
Now you get to know.
Now you get it. And you want to complain? Like, but that's the thing, right? But now that's the thing, right? So that's what I call back to when I see that. But I think this is just a phenomenal fight. Do you think that, and look, man, I'm a talking head now. All I do is talk about fighting. I talk about y'all. Y'all actually make me money. Like, because I got a job at ESPN because y'all talk. I get to talk about y'all doing great things.
The fighters before us built us up to where I'm able to make the money now.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. Within, whatever, 10 fights in the UFC, the money that I've made within those 10 fights is unheard of.
It's unbelievable.
You know what I mean? It's not heard of, especially for some guys that were.
Went before.
That set the foundation along the way. So 100%. Man.
But when we're talking about you guys, I questioned whether or not the frustration of that stuff was making you say you were going to fight in a way that wasn't conducive to you being as successful, not taking him down, striking with him.
I'm gonna fight how I fight.
You want to knock him out?
I'll fight how I fight. You know, I fight how I fight. And if a takedown is there, if it presents itself and there's a way for me to go to get him down and get him out of there, yes, I will do that.
Yeah, of course, you're not stupid.
I'm not stupid. I don't care, like, the whole me have losing respect from somebody who's never been in a gym or don't even know how to throw. I seen this guy talking shit the other day. He's like, oh, bro, his technique is trash. I just see him as just so sloppy and all this and that. And dude has, like, him hitting the bag on his pay.
Come on, Jamal.
Like, bro, never see, bro. It's like, so I'm gonna give up getting my belt back and everything that comes with that.
A
lot comes with that. To satisfy Joe Nobody?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna fight how I fight, and whatever is open, I'm going to take that open.
It feels to me, and Ryan Clark always says, he goes, Jamal seems like he just loves fighting. It seems like when you're in there, you're having the time of your life. In that bloody fight with Glover, it seemed like you'd never been more comfortable and more like it seemed like you were at peace with all that was happening in there. Where'd you develop that?
I'm just a competitor, man.
Look at Aljamain.
Yeah, look at
look at him. I swear to God. Hey, Jamal. Oh, my God. Look at this guy.
Yeah, I'm a competitor, man. I love the competition, and I love to compete, you know? So, I don't know, man. Something just snap off in me, and I'm just having fun. I just love it. I want more of it. I can't get enough of it. It really is whenever I watch my fights back, something about whenever I watch my fights back and I see them, and it's like, after the fights, I was like, damn, I want more. I want to see more. I want to watch myself do more. I want more. So it makes me want to fight more.
Those great moments.
Yeah, man.
It's all about moments. Yeah. And your moment is going to be walking to the octagon in the main event of UFC 300. Could you ever have imagined being in this position right now when you first started?
My moment is me getting my hand raised and getting my belt wrapped back around my waist at the end of UFC 300.
At UFC 300. The biggest fight card ever. Did you allow yourself to think of that, though, when you were on your way up? Like, man, from the contender series to this, bro, you set the bar. You and O'Malley have set the standard for what that show can be.
Yeah.
Right? Did you ever think about, like, man, I will one day headline the biggest card in UFC history?
Did I think of it? No. It was more so just being the best that I can be as far as a martial artist. Man, father, those things, and just letting the chips fall as they may. I'll fall where they're gonna fall. You know, I've had a lot of moments in my life where I just try to control things and paint things through, like, all right, I want it this way. And then when it came out, it was good, but it wasn't what I expected. And that kind of diminished things for me. So now it's just take it for what it is, bro, because no matter what it is, it's unique to you.
Your experience is unique to you.
My experience is unique to me. You know what I mean? And you have to have that appreciation in that.
And like you said about the fights, watching it and wanting more greatness, that night of the fight, you don't sleep. Sleep is not a thing, right? Like, after you're done with that fight, sleep is, you're never going to bed. The adrenaline is just way too much to come down from. It's like, it's a feeling that you could never really replicate no matter what you do.
That's why I like that that picture. There's a picture that was posted with me laying next to my belt, and people put it like next to the Messi thing. Like, I wasn't copying anybody. I was literally sitting there just taking it in with my belt. I'm back in my hotel room just chilling. Team was ready to go lay down. I'm one. I can't sleep. I'm just sitting there kind of taking it in. I dozed off for a split second, and one of my coaches came in. They caught that moment. But it was just like, I didn't sleep. I slept maybe like an hour and a half.
You can't get rid of that feeling. It's the greatest thing in the world.
And it's hard to describe, and it's hard to even kind of
tell people.
Form. Yeah.
You can't give it to them.
Yeah.
They got to earn that, and not many do. Yeah. Not many do.
And that's what makes the being a champion so special. And that's what I wanted. That was the hardest thing about the injury, was whenever I got the belt, you know, you had your time as champion was only shared with one other person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So y'all have, all right, we own this era. Whenever people look back in that era, they're only gonna look at two people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to bring back, because the belt's been around.
It kept bouncing, and I were gonna just bounce.
And I think a lot of that also is the fact that y'all were levels ahead of a lot of the The game's, catching
the game's
up.
Getting better.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm even nervous thinking about what the hell these fighters, what fighters are gonna look
the
like
next
in 2 years.
Oh my God.
What the next gen gonna look like? What
bro,
is the
bro,
it's gonna
be crazy.
Like?
And you young I mean, enough to stay, you young enough to still be here for them.
You feel what I'm saying?
They got a kid in the gym right now at 10.
You know what I mean?
He's gonna be ready at 22.
Looking at me. You're already looking
I
at me.
I want Jamal. Dudes like this tall, like, I'm about to beat Jamal's ass. At some point, I'm gonna get Jamal.
I don't hold you, DC. I was on your ass for a minute.
I didn't even know.
I had no idea.
And that's the thing. And that's the most dangerous person.
Yeah.
Right? The kid that sees you, but doesn't see you as the person they're gonna idolize. They see you as the person that they're gonna beat at some point.
All was respect, and it was still admiration, but it comes with the question. You come with a challenge,
though. Yes.
You become a challenge.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I choose.
You know who else felt championships? The Detroit Pistons. Back in the day, but y'all are shit
back.
Now. The fact
back
that he's wearing
back.
That shirt right
back
now
back.
With the state
you
of
the
what
year?
The Pistons are
listen,
today
listen.
Is crazy. You're listen, a real fan.
I'm showing love. You know, I just met
and loyalty.
I just met
Cade?
Isaiah.
Isaiah Thomas.
Not that long ago. He was a great guy, great conversation. Said what's up to my kids, everything. He even signed something for my kids.
They be treating you good in Detroit now. I saw you at the football game. They be treating you good in Detroit now.
It was good. I'm not from Detroit. I live in Grand Rapids. Whenever
I know, but still, when you go to Detroit, they be treating you good out there.
100%.
Yeah. Guys, Jamal Hill challenges for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship again. A belt that he never lost inside the octagon. Make sure you follow Jamal. Tap into everything he's doing. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's doing great work over there. It is fun. It's fantastic. Well-spoken and very well thought of when he's doing his YouTube videos. So make sure you guys give my guy a subscription and go watch what he's getting into. But also, more than anything, hit the buy button this weekend for UFC 300. Biggest fight card of all time. This man main events it. Guys, Jamal, thank you again for checking in with me. As always, bro, I appreciate you. Like, subscribe, guys. Tell your friend to tell a friend that DC's got a YouTube channel. And I got friends like this tapping in with me. And don't, hey, stick around. I'm going to throw a couple of my scores up from that Madden game. Till next time, peace.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.